Keep your radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest news station on the planet. High 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest, realest, riskiest talk shows. Ooh. Live 24-7 on high702.5fm.com.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Big Shook, host of the Undrafted Outlaws Sports Show. Man, listen, if you want some real down south, Louisiana-style Cajun food, you need to go check out DB's Cajun Kitchen. Yo, they got lobster and grits, seafood boils, signature fries, signature po' boys, signature egg rolls, and desserts. Oh, and my favorite, them gumbo tacos. Yo, they open from 11 to 8, Wednesday to Monday, 11 to 5:30 on Sunday. Located in North Las Vegas at 4343 North Rancho Drive. They even have to-go orders and catering. Hit them up, 725-780-1850, or go to the website, dbcajunkitchen.com. So, yo, don't just tell your friends about me. Tell them about DB's Cajun Kitchen. What it do? What it do?
What up? I can't hear myself.
There you go.
Hey, I'm going to take y'all back. Turn that shit up.
Let's get it.
Sometimes the only thing that can take you back in time is music. Ooh. And I'm going to take y'all back to 92, 93. I was 14, 15 years old. On every side. If you're from the west side or north town, 92, 93, every car, old school, was bumping this. Spice One. Named E and J. He had the 9 and J, the AK. Every car was bumping. Every car was bumping. 92, 93. If you know, you know who was here. If you was too young, go ask your parents or your uncles or your brothers. Cisco.
Well, you went backwards.
Yeah, I took him back 30 years or 30 plus years ago. Boy, my cousins got me on the Spice One. Shout out to my cousins, Al, Charlie, Tasha. And then shout out to my homeboy in high school from Michigan. That nigga was like, nigga, I bump Spice One every day. Michigan. That nigga named Dante. Tay, wherever you at, nigga, we was bumping Spice One. In the 90s. Y'all don't know about this shit. It's West Coast shit. You East Coast niggas, learn about Spice One in the 90s. Boom, 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 boom.
Let's get into this thing. Welcome everybody to the Undrafted All-Star Sports Show. I'm your host. I am Big Shook, a.k.a. Sugar Dolce the Great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me. I'm sitting here chilling in the hooch with my co-host.
Q Mecca, two techs up. You know, tragic gon' hold you down. What up, what up?
What it do, boy?
It's been a slow sports week after the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl over, everybody don't calm down. 49ers fans done made it home to the Bay. Everybody made it safe. I appreciate that.
What up, what up to the Niner fans? Hey, we got to come back and finish this shit off.
Fuck, I'm still mad about Steve Wilkes.
Oh, no, we not mad. That nigga gone. We running him out.
You gonna wish you had him.
We wanted him out of there.
But we talking about some NBA right now. We gonna get into this thing. We gonna break down the NBA All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis. Who the hell wanna go to Indianapolis?
Nobody.
Adam Silver?
Yeah, that was dumb. The baddies wasn't even there. Usually the baddies is where the rich niggas is at. They was like, we'll pass. When you come back to L.A. or New Orleans or somewhere, Las Vegas, they gonna do it back here now one day. Too many niggas. Like, Vegas ain't used to a bunch of niggas.
Right.
This is not a bunch of niggas city. This is mob, casino, tourist city. So, that NBA draft might have been the most underwhelming one in recent memory, or at least in the last 30 years. I can't remember. Niggas wasn't watching that shit. The dunk contest was lackluster. The only thing that was, I liked the three-point contest and Steph shooting against, what's her name? I can't never pronounce her name right.
Sabrina. Inesco.
Yeah. Sabrina Inesco. And I ain't even watched the All-Star game.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, y'all.
I watched that trash,
good morning,
man.
Y'all. I watched a little bit of it. I was like, it's in Indianapolis. It's cold. The best thing was if that nigga Day-Day, a.k.a. Mike Epps, would have done something to Shannon Sharp, but they made up. Shannon Sharp said, all right, I ain't going to fuck with you, Mike. He said some real shit. I thought I was just going to be able to come beat you up in your own city.
Mike said he was scrap.
Mike was like, boy, you ain't going to fight.
You know Shannon's cock needs a strong.
Yeah, yeah. Mike was like, listen, I'm not fighting you. And so if I'm not fighting you, what's the alternative? Mike was like, hey, the Mike got hood with Shannon. Shannon forgot. You know, you talking too much on TV. You think you're too big for your britches.
That.
And then Cameron said, Mace said some real shit to Shannon. I was like, damn, Mace, you didn't have to say that to him. But
Shannon gonna jack one of these dudes up.
Overall, it was underwhelming. It was in an underwhelming city. No shot. No diss to Indianapolis, but ain't nobody coming there. It's like nobody want to go to Cleveland.
Nah, no February. Y'all better stop playing.
Right.
They didn't just get rid of the dunk. I mean, it was cool. McClellan won again. I don't know what the hell Jaylen Brown was doing. I think they made him do it because he got $300 million.
Yeah, you're right. But you know what they need to do? Those dunkers that be coming off the street, they need to make the dunk contest with them. Like, look, and pay them whatever, $100,000 for the winner, $250,000. Let them, because they be doing some creative shit. I was watching a video. They was doing some shit that the NBA ain't never done before. NBA dunks ain't never done before. Dunkers ain't never done before.
I
think they should do that, and or make it them against, not just make it them, because the NBA niggas ain't trying to even sign up for that shit. The stars ain't signing up. The last great one was the one with Aaron Gordon. Was it Aaron Gordon?
Aaron Gordon and LaVine.
And Zach LaVine.
And they robbed Gordon.
They should have still been going. That shit was a tie. Like, they should have gave both of them the trophy.
Nah, they kept getting that shit to LaVine.
Nah, that shit should have been a tie.
You know how that shit go, but.
But other McClellan than that,
was doing his thing, but.
He do his thing, but he not a big enough name for people. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
They come.
That's why they put Jaylen Brown in there. Like, we got to have somebody with a name or some sort of shit. But, Stephen A. said ever since LeBron didn't do it, no stars been wanting to do it. And he seems like he might be right.
I mean, they ain't paying him nothing. They're not paying him anything.
Niggas don't need to get paid. Y'all niggas already
some cats that didn't make it to, you know, to get in the All-Star, get your ass in dunk, especially a dunker.
Exactly. I would think that's how you get your name out, right?
Let's do this real quick. Go through that shit. Name, besides, it's a couple of cats, Martin Jr., Sharper, a couple of young cats that can dunk.
Yeah.
But it ain't that many of them.
But you know what? Also a problem, and we could talk about this too, or we could incorporate this. The NBA is a 3-point shooting league now. Even in the game, them niggas only have 4 alley-oops. In the whole, usually remember back in the day, niggas just throw oops all day. So it's more dunkers. Now it's 3-point shooters. Niggas, the center shooting 3. So that's what I think the problem is, the dunking. Dunking and post play is almost extinct.
Basically,
in the NBA.
The center is gone. Yeah, you know, the centers right now, they shoot threes, they shoot free throws, betting guards.
Right, they do all that shit. They doing all the shooting. It's 3-point shooting. That's why the game was the highest scoring game, right?
Yeah,
the highest scoring game ever.
Well, you can't hand check, ain't do the other stuff no more either. So you know, but everybody can shoot now. It ain't like you got just goons on the court no more. All 5 people can put the ball in the basket. And that's a different from back in the day.
Yeah. They showed it. And the dudes are more athletic.
Right.
Back in the day, Michael Jordan was the only nigga that was athletic. Dominique Wilkins. The rest of them niggas was Clyde Drexler athleticism, which is
But it wasn't cool. like scores, though. Like, it was some scores back then. Like, they can take the game over.
And who? Other than Jordan.
Isaiah. Bird.
But Jordan, them niggas beat Jordan.
Isaiah beat Jordan.
I know. Right. I said them Bird niggas beat too. Jordan. You talking about the niggas that beat Jordan. What about when Jordan, or what about the 90s? From 90 to 99.
Pure scores?
Yeah, that was challenging Jordan. I mean, Karl Malone, nah.
But they lost. But Charles?
I guess Elijah Wan was.
Oh, yeah.
And Charles Barkley, you're right. Charles Barkley was one, too.
Yeah.
But that's all. It ain't that many. Elijah Wan, Charles Barkley. Karl Malone, if you want, but I don't really look at him.
You got to put him in there.
Yeah, you got to, because he's second or third in scoring. But, yeah, outside of that, it wasn't that many, though. So, it's...
Ewing can score.
Yeah.
But Jordan have, kept rings from a bunch of motherfuckers, bro.
Jordan kept rings from all the niggas that
ain't nobody, tapped his motherfucker out yet.
Yeah, the niggas that couldn't get rings in the 80s either. Because, you know, Barkley came in the 80s. Olajuwon came in the 80s. Olajuwon won. Ewing came in the 80s. So Jordan, Magic and Bird kept Jordan and all the mother niggas from getting rings, with the exception of who, Dr. J and Moses Malone.
Yeah, they got theirs in the end.
Yeah, or the middle, some shit like that. Yeah, yeah, then it was Jordan and Magic and Bird went to, they won 8 out of the 10 years.
Right.
So, yeah. And then Jordan took over after that and said, you other niggas.
It was, like, it was the Lakers and the Bulls. I agree with that piece.
The Lakers and the Bulls what?
That's who took over, the Bulls. From the Celtics, Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Detroit. I can't take away Detroit. They had a little.
Oh, because they had two in there. That's
they had
right.
two in the back-to-back right, in there, right, so right. I can't leave them out. Yeah, I don't want no Detroit coming at me.
And you got to give them credit because they beat them two teams.
They beat both of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They beat them two teams, so they got to get credit for it. And they beat Jordan, so.
And they beat the Bulls.
Yeah, Detroit, shout out to y'all, even though y'all city crap. Y'all city ain't doing shit. Nah. Shout out to all the real Detroit niggas. We don't want no problems with y'all. But.
Kick the field goal.
Hey, don't do what is
Malice in the Palace is about to happen again, bro.
What's about to happen? Malice in the Palace?
Malice in the Palace. These dudes too nice.
They not doing that no more. But you're right. But that's what made them nice.
Right.
See, I think it's a saying that says strong men make easy times make weak men. So it's a cycle. It's like an 80-year cycle of life. Every
hard
20
times
years,
make you better.
Hard times make strong men. Yeah. Hard times make strong men. Strong men make weak times, and weak times make easy times, and easy times make weak men. So it's like a cycle. That's the cycle of like 80-year cycle. Every 20 years, it's some bullshit. It's some good shit for 20. Then we go some bad shit. Then we get back and we reset some shit, and then it's back, and then it's a cycle. So that's what's happening in the NBA and the NFL.
True.
And that's what happened with our kids. Like once so it was supposed to say, "Yo, we hood parents raising suburban kids." That's a fact. They not like us. They don't think like us. They sheltered. Never been through no shit. So now we looking at it like y'all soft as fuck. But we
kind of agreeing with that. So
we created.
I want my little Ray Ray have everything I have.
That's exactly what we did. And now your little Ray Ray don't know no street shit. Don't know nothing about. Respect going outside, handling shit, and just be in the house talking shit from the computer. I can say what I want to say.
What do you think about that Steph Sabrina thing?
I liked it.
You did?
I think they should incorporate the women in the 3-point contest, the elite women, so it's probably only be about 3 of them motherfuckers.
She shot 26 of them bitches from the NBA 3-point, bro.
I know.
Cats got 26.
I know. She made Steph have to
work
them cakewalk.
She like, made Steph work. That's why he celebrated.
He was like, if I lose to a girl,
I thought I'm not
the greatest shooter.
When she
dropped
like the first 7, I was like, okay, she ain't playing.
Yeah, she wasn't playing.
I honestly liked that. Actually.
I loved it. That was one of the highlights to me of the night.
Probably of that night.
And Dame winning again because that shit was Dame was good too.
Yeah, Dame. Tremendous. He got hot.
Yeah, he got hot. But
Cat was putting him up though. I thought Cat was gonna do it again, bro.
Hey, nigga, do it in the playoffs.
He
that's
is.
All I gotta say about him. That's all.
I'm gonna say it about bad. Dame. Doing the playoffs.
Dame has done. He just be always going against Steph.
Loser.
He always be going against
Steph.
Like
Jordan.
You know his record. They show Steph's record against Dame in the playoffs. You know what it is? 10-0. Steph is 10-0 against Dame in the playoffs.
Because they swept the Blazers the last time they played them.
They 10-0 in the playoffs. Like, right. If they played them 10 times, they won all 10 series, nigga.
Beat their ass.
That's crazy.
Steph, he got a 3-point contest and he was the MVP of the All-Star game.
Yeah, he had 39.
39, 6-3. 2 from half court.
Hey, that nigga's, that's him. But Dame is that nigga, so we already know that. But
211 like, points?
Like you said, them niggas don't play no defense. They were shooting 3s. Or 4 points. They got a 4-point shot. Nigga, he said 5-point shot. But they wasn't playing defense. But
they weren't playing no defense.
The NBA, all right, so what do you think about? What do you think about the NBA coming out saying that they not in support of the All-Star game being that uncompetitive? I made up a word, nigga. Uncompetitive. What do you think about that?
They said
you feel
that?
The same? Yeah, what's the name? What's the commissioner's name?
Adam Silver?
Yeah, yeah, he said that shit. Because right after the game stopped.
You playing for real?
Yeah, he said that shit.
And so why even have a fucking game then?
But I was like, yeah, I didn't like it because I'm thinking, this is how I look at it. And I don't understand why people don't look at it this way either. It's an all-star break. That means the players that are all-stars are on a break. You want them to come out here
and go hard
and play hard when they're supposed to be on a fucking break?
That's why some of them don't dunk.
Yeah, like it's an exhibition. It's supposed to be for y'all. Nigga, throw oof, shoot threes. Don't play. Just do shit that you can never do in a game. Do some and-one shit. Like, you on and-one. I think that that's what it's supposed to be. That's what a break means. Otherwise, don't call it all-star break. Call it in the middle. We're going to play a game. And y'all niggas play competitive.
A competitive.
Really. Yeah. But all-star it don't count. Play, make it competitive, but it don't count. And then we not paying y'all. So, no incentive to really play hard. You know what I'm saying? It's a break.
I mean, you get extra for making a team.
True.
But you already got that money, so why play hard? Money.
Yeah. They ain't paying you nothing extra for to win that shit. Like,
nah.
And you on a break. You out there to look at the hoes.
When they had that Elam ending and shit, I think that made it more competitive at the end. I remember that.
I remember that too.
Fouling, playing hard and shit.
Yeah, they was playing harder. If they wanted to make competitive, they should just do that. But I think that the players going to be like, man, listen, it's a break. We've been playing hard the 42 games, and then we got 42 more, or whatever the fuck the splits is.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas, we on a break, and we try to get these hoes. The hoes wasn't even in Indianapolis.
Shut your ass up, bro.
The hoes is like, it's cold. We ain't coming out there. For real. Usually the hoes be out there. They was like, nah.
Let's go.
Hey, ain't no hoes in Indianapolis. All you niggas, Mike Epps, you better move, nigga.
Stupid.
But yeah, man. I don't see why niggas complaining about it not being, they playing defense in an all-star game. Yeah, this all-star game, and we on a break.
I mean, that should ask the players.
Ask them what?
Like, why they not competitive, so they can tell them.
They ain't going to be able to tell the truth. That's the thing about asking player shit. They can't say the truth if they really feel. Like, for real, when they do say the truth, we kill them. When they lie, we kill them. Nah, these niggas lying.
Like when Tank said that shit, we retired. Well, shut your ass up.
Exactly.
Y'all fucked up.
Exactly. That's true.
Y'all don't want to call those names out. And yeah. That's what it is.
And that's my point.
That's so. Like, it's a new word they got now, cap.
Cap, yeah.
Just say you lying, motherfucker.
Or keep it 100. I want a nigga to keep it 100 and be like, listen, if I say what I really feel, I'm either going to call out coaches and teammates. And then y'all gonna say I was wrong. Y'all, the media that's asking
exactly
me this shit.
What he just said.
And if I don't, y'all gonna say I'm lying. Motherfucker, don't ask me that shit. Right. Don't ask me no questions that you know I can't answer honestly. That's what I would say. And just be like, don't do that no more. Don't ask us no questions to get no mess, to try to blame a teammate or a coach, because I can't do that. If I blame my teammate and coach, I gotta go back to these niggas. Then they're going, what I'm going to do? What am I going to say?
Ain't a lot of room waiting on your ass. Oh, no, it's like that. It's like that.
Or just because a nigga is scrubbed don't mean he can't beat your ass up.
Because he can't hit a layup. Mm-hmm. That don't mean he ain't got hands.
All right. Or he don't start at cornerback don't mean he won't bop your ass. So stop putting them players in positions where they got to lie. That's what I'm saying. Quit asking them niggas questions. You got to ask niggas after they retire.
Let's go back to All-Star game.
You stupid. You got to ask niggas after they retire what's the truth.
Cat had 50. Fucking 50 points. 23 for 35. 50 points.
Hey, good job, Cat.
Steph had 16.
Steph was like, I'm just passing. On
17 shots. He had a bad game.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of
Booker
shots.
Booker had 15. Everybody had a terrible,
everybody had a terrible game except two niggas.
Luka had 7. I don't think he cared.
Luka didn't care or Joker.
LeBron had 8. Yeah. Durant had 18. Shea had 31.
For real?
I think he right now he's front running MVP to me.
For
getting Oklahoma City where they at and being their leader.
Him or Tatum?
Man.
Them niggas only lost 12 games, bro.
And? Is he the leader?
Tatum?
Yes.
Yeah, nigga. No, he ain't to you?
Not to me.
Who the leader, Doc? Who the coach?
Ain't even over there.
Who the coach? They got that one nigga. They fired the cool nigga.
Shout out to Mazzulli. He got 100 wins.
So what? You fired the nigga that was they liked, and he probably would have won it. Hey, y'all fired.
You probably would have won a championship by now.
And we still didn't get the name of the girl who was complicit in the bullshit.
Who still about to got a job.
You put the black man out there and then got rid of him and then didn't hit
even
the
Even Nia Long said that. And she broke up with this dude.
Because it just shows you how they do niggas. It shows you, like, yo, if it was consensual, he didn't rape, he didn't do nothing. She ain't a victim. She not a victim. So why she wouldn't
We ain't going to fire her. They're going to suspend him for a year.
And then, yeah. And then act
Where
like...
Where they do that at?
That shit was crazy. Yeah.
Boston.
Hey, you know what? We probably glad you're out of Boston. Hey, all the niggas in Boston, which is only the niggas on the football team.
And the basketball team.
Get out of there. Tell them, we out of this month.
Jay LeBron got $300 million. He ain't going nowhere.
I wouldn't go nowhere.
I'm
going to have to deal with these white people.
Who was on here? Brunson had 12, Maxey 10, Mitchell 9, Trae Young 5. Some of these cats ain't play that much.
Yeah, niggas wasn't getting playing time.
Halliburton had 32, 10 threes.
Halliburton has been balling this year. Shout
Dame
out to you.
Dame made 11 threes. Halliburton balling, bro.
Hell yeah. He's balling on my NBA 2K. I said, this nigga, the whole Indiana balling.
He took 15 shots, 14 of them up with 3 points.
And he made how many? 10?
10. Oh, yeah, nigga. Balling. Giannis had 23.
Giannis said, I'm always going to
take him 20. Adebayo had, he ain't played that much.
What Joker had?
Joker had like 13.
Joker and Luka be looking like, fuck this shit. They don't be wanting to play the All-Star game.
He was 6'8", so he did his thing while he was in there. 23 minutes.
But overall, it was underwhelming. But that's probably because it was in Indianapolis. Wasn't no hoes. Hoes make shit
they make shit pop. Well, we got to talk about this one, bro.
What?
Celebrity game. Michael fucking Parsons, bro. I ain't know he was that damn athletic. You saw this motherfucker?
Well, I figured he was athletic.
You saw he was dunking on cats?
Yeah, because he was athletic, man.
Oh, my God.
Football players be athletic. Well, ones like that, the DBs and the...
Even Puka.
Oh, yeah, but you know that... Hey, I ain't know Puka. You know Puka went to school out here?
Yeah.
I didn't. My boy was a coach for him. My boy coached him. But shout out to Puka.
He went to BYU, everybody.
Shout out to Puka. But, I knew Michael Parsons was athletic. I could tell. But I didn't know he was going to be that good in basketball.
That's what I'm talking about. I didn't know he was going to be
chop-stepping these niggas. A lot of times football player niggas don't be good at basketball.
He yammed on what's not. I forgot what his name was. I was like, damn, he meant that shit. They say he crossed up Stephen A for the game.
And hurt him.
Had him in a walking boot. I know he felt good about that.
Well, that nigga old, though.
56. Sit your ass down somewhere, bro.
When you get old, your mind be telling you can do something. Your body be like, nigga, no. Stop it.
What you think about that skill competition?
What do I think about it? I like it. But they made it easier because niggas wasn't getting that bounce pass shit. The passing, where you got to pass it through the hole, they were niggas fucking that shit up. Yeah, niggas was trying 7 times. And they make it bigger. They make it bigger because these niggas, they ain't got no skills. But that's, hey, let me tell you what a coach said that I can't remember his name, but he's a good coach. He said that he doesn't like AAU basketball because it doesn't teach them fundamental skills. That's why the Europeans are taking over the league. Because they got fundamentals down in pack. Our American players, they just want to shoot threes
show
and
out,
shit.
Bro.
Niggas ain't got no fundamentals. And he might be right. He's like, that's why they came up so fast.
Think about
the Europeans came up so fast against us.
Think about it.
And I said, damn, this nigga ain't lying. He said, hey, you basketball is horrible. They don't even practice. He's like, I have players on my team that left to other teams because the coach told them they didn't have to practice.
Who can do everything? Besides, like Kawhi.
The European players.
No, I'm like American.
Oh.
Besides, like Kawhi.
Well, LeBron, but he old, right? So, Kawhi, he be hurt the more.
He never see that nigga. Give me a new cat.
No new cats really do everything. Like, and it's hard to even. We don't even got a new cat that's going to take the torch from Stephen LeBron.
I'm getting to that. Who do you think is probably going to be the face of the league? I mean, LeBron, he on his downside.
It's hard to really decide because, look, we talking about Shea, right? But he ain't marketed really like that, right?
Not an OKC, yeah.
And Ja, he trying to be a thug.
He done.
Who else?
I'm going European cats.
I know, but who, we talking about American cats.
Besides, who's the American cats? The only one left is Tatum.
Oh, yeah, Tatum. Tatum and, yep. And
Durant kind of older.
Durant older. He older. He's older. Same age stuff. He's right. 17 years in the league. He older. Booker is there, but he ain't marketable either, really. He look like he don't. He look like he might can't talk well. They need a nigga. They need a nigga that can sit up there and smile and be charismatic. Booker look like he don't. He like Booker look like he be having a struggle inside of him. A white man and a black man fighting each other. Like, God. I don't know which one I am.
Shut
your
stupid ass up.
So yeah, you're right, bro. Look, it's Shea, but he not Mark. In like you said, in OKC, he gonna have to leave and go to the LA or some shit or New York.
I think he trying to bring them a championship.
He a baller. They team good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Nobody's really wants to see them in the. Nobody wants to see them like that.
I mean, he's gonna be the face of the league. Not where he is, especially. But I don't think he'll be the face of the league.
He got the skills to be. It ain't just about skills. We know that, right? It's about
marketability.
Exactly. And right now, like you said, American cats marketability plus skills to be to take the torch from LeBron and Steph. These old niggas. Because these niggas is the old. All right, they just sold the stat. LeBron, the oldest nigga, the average, the most. He's at his years in the league, and he averaged the most points ever.
Yep.
Kevin Durant is at his years in the league, averaged more points ever. And Steph, at his years in the league, averaged the most points ever. So all three of them niggas is 15 plus seasons.
On their downside.
On their downside, yeah. Averaging the most of any player of the past. So that's a good thing, but who's going to take the torch from these dudes? That's American, because them niggas is American.
Bruh, it's to me. Right now, it's Giannis.
American.
No, I'm just going. No. I'm going with who it is. That'd be a thousand about it.
I agree with you.
I think it's Giannis, and they're gonna probably go to Wimby on a slick kind of like.
Oh yeah, they might be setting it up for that. Yeah.
Right. Right now, last few years, this LeBron because he kept going to finals. Even though he lose, he still the fucking LeBron James. But you got Steph Curry right there.
Steph always been there, right?
So it's kind of like it's LeBron face, but Steph like. Right there.
Yeah, Steph, like,
you know what I'm saying? And I think that's what Giannis and Wimby going to do. Hey, you know, Tatum would be in and out here and there.
If Tatum need to step up to the challenge so he could take it from one of them niggas.
He need to be the MVP.
But he'd be seeming like something. He missing something, bro, to me.
The killer instinct, bro.
Is that what it is?
Bro, last year in the fight, remember last year in the playoffs? When Jim and them, they almost came back on them. He wasn't doing that shit. Jaylen Brown doing that shit by himself.
Nah, Jaylen Brown was losing the ball a lot.
Jaylen Brown losing the ball at a bad time, but he was the one that was scoring. Tatum was out for a couple, but he wasn't doing shit a couple games.
Yeah, he wasn't his, I get what you're saying.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He don't have that.
And both of them niggas was turning the ball over. Hey, y'all niggas start turning the ball over and shooting them step back jumpers when you need to get to the cup and make something happen or penetrate and pass out. That be why y'all be losing.
And I think they went and got Porzingis for a third option just in case.
That's a good pickup.
You know what I'm saying?
But if y'all keep playing hero one-on-one ball, that shit ain't going to matter. Y'all going to lose again.
What up, Will?
Better team. That's my problem with the Boston. Them niggas don't play smart basketball when it count. They be dribble, step back, three-pointer. Nigga.
He said Steph Curry.
Steph Curry what?
The face of the league with LeBron in the league.
Like, man, I think they kind of like... I can't argue that Steph and LeBron.
Right now.
Yeah, but them niggas is old.
I think Steph will last longer because he can shoot, he'll last a little longer.
That's a good point.
Like, LeBron probably gone because he played downhill. And I'm sure he'll tell him about it. What else he got to prove? If he ain't winning no championship, what else you
got to
prove?
Yeah, he ain't really got nothing else to prove. Unless he wants to play with his son.
Yeah,
but do you want to be washed? Do you want to look washed and play with your son?
Yeah, you don't want your son to get 30 and you get 9 in 40 minutes.
Exactly. So, yeah, I agree with that.
Enjoy your kids, man.
And you still young, nigga. You've been in this shit 21 years, and you about to be 40. That means, nigga, you did 20 years in this bitch. Go on and retire. Let these young niggas come. I don't know who it's gonna be. And sit your ass or go get a team, nigga. So you go hot, so you put your son on your own team.
Yeah, get a Vegas team.
Then you go play with him like Jordan. Come back for a game or two.
They had an All-Star game here the right way.
Oh no, there's too many niggas, man. Vegas ain't want no niggas here. Y'all drunk the Hennessy, shot up in the strip club. They were doing everything.
They weren't ready for that shit, bro.
We was outside. Shout out to my cousin for having all the VIP passes to all the parties. Nigga, we was dead. Ice T party, Ice Cube, everybody party. And I had a daughter there around that time. I was like, fuck her mama.
You was never at home?
Hey, you at home with the fucking kids. I'm outside with my cousin.
What else over here? Pacers won the skills challenge. Of course, they're at home.
Yep.
Team Jalen won the Rising Stars. I think that's a...
Who won that?
I ain't gonna call it a useless game.
That other one with Powell and... What was that called? The... Damn. I can't remember. My fucking memory bad. But somebody got their ass with Powell's team. Powell Gasol's team.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that Rising Stars game?
Yeah, yeah.
Team Jalen won the whole thing.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Jalen Rose team. What else on here? Orlando Magic retired Shaq's jersey. Number 32.
Y'all shouldn't fuck that nigga. He left. He left early, too. Like, 96. He came in the league
right
in 92.
When, bruh. Right when they were peaking, bro.
Right when Penny and Horace Grant Anderson.
Right when they were peaking.
Dennis Scott and nigga, all them niggas. Bruh. Anderson.
Four year, 120 million at that time? Shit.
Now, the Lakers was giving that nigga more money, but.
4 years, 120 million.
That nigga Jerry Buss was a motherfucker. Right. You gonna poach a nigga from me. I was like, because they just lost to the Bulls.
Yep.
And then Shaq, Penny was on a, like, and then Shaq left. And that shit fucked Penny whole career. That nigga was hurt ever since then.
Yeah.
He signed a big contract that year after. Got hurt every year. He was, him and Jason Kidd was on the Phoenix Suns. I remember that shit was supposed to be a good, that shit didn't work. Both of them niggas was hurt.
They started calling Penny Cent.
He used to be Lil Penny, and then he went to Penny Cent.
You got a whole dog.
But shout out to Penny. I had the Orlando Magic jersey back in 94, 5, yeah. 3, 2. Or four.
I guess shout out to Shaq. That's his third jersey.
Retired. Fuck that, Shaq. You left, nigga. I was mad. I was bored.
Some people was like, why do you do that?
Do what? Retire and shit?
Yeah, why Orlando did that?
I was wondering the same shit. Nigga, you left.
I mean.
And you ain't win shit
with us. I think he took them to the final for the first time, and I guess I think he's still in something. Some kind of category.
The fastest nigga to leave. First nigga we drafted and fastest to leave.
But he out. What else on air? Steve Kerr as a coach. 500 regular season wins.
That was kind of fast.
Is that the first ballot as a coach?
That was fast, too. How many years it was? 10? How many years he been a coach there? Since 15?
I don't know.
I think 15 or 14.
Probably 8, 9?
Yeah, it ain't even been 10.
500 regular season wins.
That's fast.
That's first ballot Hall of Fame coach right there.
Yeah, and he got four championships.
And he got four rings.
But some of them should have been Mark. What the nigga name is?
Mark Jackson.
Yeah, Mark Jackson. Give Mark Jackson some credit, you whole-ass niggas. Y'all always trying to make the white man the beneficiary of all the greatness.
Shaq do got a lot of jerseys.
Shaq didn't play for all the teams. He got,
like, he got like 27 jerseys.
Cleveland, Miami, all them niggas. Miami should be retiring this shit,
too. I think Miami retired.
Oh.
It's them, the Lakers, and Orlando.
Oh. That nigga played for Cleveland. Who else he played for? Boston. This nigga just played everywhere.
Phoenix.
That Shaq ended his career just looking for some money.
Man,
or a
put
ring.
Your jersey. He just wanted to be in the league. Then. What's it out?
Nigga, you play
go
for,
buy a team.
To be great, you play for way too many teams, nigga.
I think that's probably why, you know, some people see – what happened at the end of your career, and I don't give you the credit for your dominance.
Right, because you tell went to people, too many places.
I think that, I tell people that do Roy Jones Jr. like that because they seen his last few fights.
Oh, yeah, and they
and that
right.
Motherfucker dominated for a decade. A decade.
He was the best nigga. He had to find niggas to fight.
Hey, this motherfucker was going to play basketball, fighting, and then going to the club.
And then he was with a non-defined ass. I seen the nigga out here with her. He was beat a nigga up, play basketball, get some head, go to the club, make a video. This nigga made a song.
He did. I know.
And he was beating niggas. And for niggas who don't know, go, it's YouTube. You can YouTube him. He was beating niggas up.
Beating them.
By far better. He was way
he
better
was
than
dominating
niggas.
Cats. He wasn't no fight. He was
way better
cats.
Than niggas. And then he just fell off. Boom. It was like a cliff. He got knocked out. I didn't even know. That was like,
you don't get hit that much. When you do get hit.
Yeah, it's a difference. It's a fact. They was like, Roy Jones Jr. lost. I said, he fought? Yeah,
right.
Where's who? Some nigga Tarver. Out there. Got knocked out. I said, oh, that's... Because he was my idol, him and Mike Tyson. Two niggas I was trying to box like back in 91, 2 and 3.
Right. Russell Westbrook reaches 25,000 points.
Yeah, shout out to Russ.
You know, first ballot.
You know I'm going to be liking the way you play because you be turning the ball over. But you've been playing better lately. and you acquiesce to help the team, so you get credit for all that shit.
I need y'all bust ass Laker fans to apologize to Russell Westbrook.
Laker fans like,
it's LeBron.
Shit. Hey, no, it was Westbrook for the Lakers. Now he's I think so.
No.
Because you know why? He didn't want to take the – he taking the role with the Clippers. He didn't want to do that shit with the Lakers. And that's on him to me. He was like Melo. He was like AI, and I love AI, my favorite nigga. But he was like, I'm not coming off the bench,
but who you bitch-ass niggas. But who you going to put – but at the time, it was Patrick Beverly. You putting Patrick Beverly in the game for fucking Westbrook?
Well, it depends. See, that's what I'm saying. Because if we took it on the spectrum, no. Westbrook is going to start over Patrick Beverly.
That's what I'm saying.
But if you need spark off the bench and Westbrook ain't meshing with the starters, nigga, come off the bench and
I get what you're saying.
See what I'm saying?
But why isn't him?
Nigga, because you ain't messing with the starters. You the only nigga ain't messing with the starters. So get your ass on the bench and you don't play with the starters.
AD cried. He cried. Even on the day LeBron made that point-breaking shot, he cried about Westbrook. Westbrook still, and he's still playing like playing better now.
Yeah, he playing
but
better.
But that year, you ain't do nothing different.
Who didn't?
AD. But then Westbrook went to damn L.A., went across the street, and damn near beat Denver by himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everybody was hurt.
And I like you said, I think it's more about the situation. I think Westbrook is comfortable with the situation now. And I think that comes with age, obviously, and wanting to win because you ain't won shit. And your way, you've been doing it your way this whole career, and you ain't won shit. So I think, and Tyronn Lue.
It takes somebody like, I'm about to say, it takes somebody like Lue to tell him, hey, bro, it's your time to do it like this.
If you want to win,
if you
want to win.
If you want to last.
And last. Bro. Right. You want to win and last, right. So, right. I used to diss that nigga, so I want to give credit when credit is due. No, I used to diss Westbrook. Like, yo, KD left because that nigga was trying to be in competition with KD, and I felt like Westbrook was in competition with his own team, and that's why he fucked up a lot.
I don't think they believed in him.
Nah, OKC believed in him, bro.
I don't think they believed in him like he thought they should. That's what I think.
That sound right, but that means he delusional, nigga. And that's my point.
No, but he was better than what they thought he was.
See, I don't agree with that. I agree with the first way you said it. I don't think they believed in him in the way he thought they should. That means he put himself too fucking high. Nigga, KD on the team.
I get what you're saying, but it was time they took him out of the game and they shouldn't have.
No, that's because he was doing dumb shit. That's what I'm saying. He turned the ball over, run real fast.
Because I'm trying to show y'all that I'm good.
Exactly.
Don't nobody want to act right with me. you see, we had a team by ourselves. You took him to the playoffs. That when he broke the triple-double record.
I remember, but then he ain't do shit in the playoffs.
I mean, we by ourselves.
I know, but you ran your nigga off.
Okay, cool. And KD had everybody and didn't do nothing in the playoffs.
who was everybody?
Kyrie, he had the whole goddamn Avengers over that motherfucker at one point.
He only had the Avengers with Steph.
I would call them motherfuckers the Monstars at one point when they was in the Nets.
You talking about, nigga, they didn't play together but 10 games. That's a bunch of niggas who saw.
That's a bunch of names. That's a bunch of names up there.
And I love Kyrie.
And Steve Kerr, Steve Nash. It was like you picked the wrong coach at the time.
No, that was because Kyrie was like, we have any coach. No, you can't. First of all, you niggas don't play defense. That's the first thing. So.
What if y'all off that day?
He was hurt. You hurt. James Harden fuck up teams when he go there, especially if he don't want to be. So y'all niggas won't going to do nothing. I looked at that shit. Like, I said, KD, you fucked up from leaving.
Even for James Harden, bro.
But KD fucked up for leaving Golden State. If he'd have stayed in Golden State, they probably would have won a couple more championships. He had four. And Steph had six or some shit. Something like that. But he was sensitive. These niggas are sensitive.
Hey,
man.
Check this out. That's the word, sensitive, because people being their feelings like they right now. This is what I think about with LeBron, how he thinks about it. You can have a GOAT debate all you want right now. When we dead and gone, 50, 60, 70 years from now, when everybody just see the stats, they going to say he the GOAT.
Who the GOAT?
LeBron.
We old niggas gonna. All right, so let me check.
When we're dead and gone.
Right, but listen.
And these new cats look at these stats, and they look at what he did and all these old film and all that shit. Like, this motherfucker was bad as hell.
But I think that I agree with you, but not quite all the way.
You and your feelings too.
Because I think, because this is what I think. Old niggas feel what happened in their era and their time when they was popping They feel like that's the best shit.
Right, because they saw it with their own eyes.
It's going to be a nigga that's new in 40 years, 50 years from now, that's the new kid's going to be like, this nigga better than them nigga, them old niggas. Now, how we talk about Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell, right. I thought going to talk about Jordan and LeBron. Them niggas playing in the 2000s.
They don't even, right.
They trash. Them niggas had only 32 tickets, 100 teams now.
All the other but 30 points, that's it. And he's a joke.
They're going to be saying shit like that. So I think that.
Kobe ain't do nothing.
Kobe trash too. That nigga only had five. He playing. They're going to say, oh, he raped a girl. They're going to bring up all kind of weird shit.
All kind of stupid shit.
So. I agree with you, but I think that's just progress. We always think what we grew up in, because I'm a 90s nigga. I always tell people I'm from the 90s. Then what that mean? That means how I learned how to be respectful, what I was taught, the niggas that was listening to music, the way niggas was dressing, all that shit is what made me who I am. That's why I just played y'all Spice One. We bumping that shit in 92.
Right.
So I'm a 90s nigga. So I'll be looking at these new niggas with these skinny jeans and their ankles out and purses like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
That's my man bag. Nah, that's a purse.
But
it's just bigger.
My grandma used and daddy used to be mad at my baggy sagging pants. Like, pull your pants up. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Well, that ain't music.
Your poop stain showing in your drawers.
Exactly. So that's why. So I let the young people just be. Like, y'all niggas need to stop wearing purses. But all the other shit, do that shit. Wear your little skinny jeans and your ankles out. That ankles out shit weird. Michael Jackson do that in the '80s, and we used to look at that nigga like he the only nigga doing that. We ain't copying that. Now all you niggas
let him do that by himself.
Yeah, let him do that with the white socks by himself, flooding with white socks. That's what he used to do. Now niggas don't have no socks. They just be flooding capri pants on and shit. Shannon Sharp had capri pants on. Nigga, you got capri pants on. But so in the future, niggas is gonna diss the niggas that we think is great. They gonna be like, old ass niggas, LeBron, Michael Jordan, they played in the 1900s.
Go back to backpacks, please. Go back to backpack, lazy mom.
Go back to something.
Man, mercy.
You niggas be trying to justify, like, I got my heater in this purse. Nigga, it's still a purse. My sister got a heater in her purse. That don't mean it's still not a purse, nigga. You got a gun in it.
We finally got his bag. I don't think chicks say that, man.
I don't think chicks say that either. Hey, listen, fellas. Let me tell you what
look
I think.
Look at your merch.
Let me tell you what the world ain't telling you, but what I'm telling you. Women still like a man. They don't want a woman. They don't want a man to act like a woman. They want a man to act like a man. So they don't want to be fighting over purses and skinny jeans and hairstyles.
Did you wear my shoes
lip
again?
Lip gloss, nigga. They want their man to be a man, and they want to be feminine, and they want the niggas to be masculine. You niggas is becoming feminine. The fuck is wrong with y'all?
You know what it is.
Now.
Your upbringing. Oh, let's go to this. Let's go to this real quick.
All right.
Golden State tried to get LeBron before the deadline.
Did they?
That's what they say. Man, they took a shot at it. Right before the deadline, they went for LeBron.
You know why? Because whatever the fuck happened with Wiggins is still affecting him. That nigga been trash for a year and a half or 2 years. Some shit. A year and 12 months. Oh, that's 2 years. Whatever. That nigga been trash. So they was like, nigga, they know that the key to them, when they lost to LeBron, it was Barnes, Harrison. He couldn't make a shot. That nigga didn't make a shot the whole playoffs. I watched the whole of them. They got KD. That nigga made all the shots. They blew niggas out.
Right.
They lost KD, got Wiggins. Wiggins did, when they won that championship 2 years ago, Wiggins balled out. He made, yeah, he was clutch. He ain't done that since. He ain't done nothing since then. And he had that hiatus where we don't know what the fuck happened. They said, I don't know what they said happened. His daddy was sick or some shit. But whatever
now
happened.
They saying that his girl was cheating.
The rumor was that. We didn't want to say that because that's crazy.
Yeah,
if it happened. But it seemed, like it, sure it
right. Yeah,
it seemed like it was true.
Right, right.
Seemed like it was true because the niggas ain't playing good no more. The niggas just been trash and they can't get rid of them. Because when you trash, they can't get rid of you because nobody's going to give you nothing for you. That's why you got to get rid of niggas a year or two before they become trash. Like Bill Belichick. He was the king of that shit. Get rid of that nigga 2 years before. He's still good this year. He's awful. Why you get rid of him? Because he's going to be old in a year or two.
I don't think he's trash.
He trash, bro.
I think he was Wiggins?
Wiggins.
I used to go at Wiggins.
He ain't got the heart, and he ain't making shots, and he ain't being aggressive.
And when we did Minnesota, you said the same thing. Like, he over there getting his check. What my number's supposed to be? Okay, I'll get him. Going to Golden State. It's I think he's changing a little bit. I got a chance to win now.
But you know it's easier because you ain't the first, second, yeah, or the only the third option.
Right. At the same time, now sometimes they need you to be the first option. Because sometimes Steph ain't on. Sometimes Clay ain't on. And Draymond probably ain't there.
Draymond ain't going to never be the first option in scoring.
I don't know. He ain't there.
Oh.
It matters if he's there.
But all right, even if you're right, and I could accept that even though I don't know if I agree with it. Nigga, we ain't asked you to be the first option every game. We asked you to be the first option every 20 games. Nigga, do it once.
Whatever you can add, whatever option you are, sir.
But if, he ain't been
if we need
nothing,
you to be
nigga.
One, be one. We need you to be four, be four.
I'm finna look at that nigga's stats this year. Hold on.
But hey, Clay come off the bench.
That nigga, he been trash too.
So what I'm saying, what I'm trying to get to is this. If you trade LeBron James and he putting up 30 points like that, those two cats are in there. And some draft picks.
Oh.
I'm saying the trade.
I feel what you're saying.
I'm saying down the road pick, not 2025. Like a 27 or 29.
I feel what you're saying, but if I'm Golden State, I would try to keep Clay. But I feel what you're saying.
But he had a bad shoe slump. I'm pretty sure. Ain't no way the Lakers like, nigga, we want Clay.
I feel you.
Miss me with that. You're not giving me Kuminga and Booty. They probably would take Kuminga, but no, you got to be a package deal, though.
Yeah, I feel.
If you put
Wiggins,
you put Wiggins,
Clay, and Kuminga?
Yeah.
Hell no.
For LeBron?
No, nigga. Fuck LeBron.
I'm not saying, and I'm pretty sure that would, what's his name for the Lakers? The GM.
Pelinka. Rob Pelinka.
Pelinka. I bet he was like, shit.
He was like, fuck you. We'll give you Clay.
But Genie Buss like, look. Talk to old boy. Don't talk to me.
Hey, so Wiggins is averaging 12 points a game.
That's it?
One rebound. One assist. One assist, nigga. And four rebounds. PR of 12. Nigga, no. You can't win. They can't win with that shit.
Golden State gonna make a run, though.
They better make a something.
But
a
I'm like, why would you go for LeBron? You try to get another ring? I mean, you going for a ring, go get LeBron James. So it was this their last little hoorah to go after they get LeBron. But then it's like, both of y'all got five rings.
Yeah.
Then y'all helped each other.
Yeah, to get y'all fifth.
You know what I'm saying?
But I ain't mad at that.
And I'm pretty sure that was, what the hell is LeBron boss name? The little nigga.
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul.
I'm not Chris sure. Paul, but
Rich
Paul.
I'm pretty sure Rich Paul was like, hell no. We don't need no help.
Yeah, he's that type of nigga. So he's like, nah, we trying to be more than
we
you.
We trying to be better than you.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we trying to go against you right now.
Yeah, because niggas is going to put us, niggas is going to put at Steph in LeBron's
legacy. He needed Steph. They already saying he needed Kyrie and all that stuff like that. You need an AD. You need a superstar every time to win some shit. So that's always going to be against him.
Yeah, that's already a narrative.
If he go to Golden State. But if you go to Golden State, even if it's a trade, you get drilled like KD. Are you?
He going to get killed.
Thank you.
By the niggas who, they going to kill him. I think they going to kill him. That's what I think.
I think they put that in it too. Like, they going to drag the shit out you, bro. They already talking about the Miami shit. And you do Golden State.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt you.
Because what,
this
is
going to hurt you if you
this
go.
This is his third team. Yeah. Miami. Well, Cleveland, Miami, and Golden and Lakers. Cleveland, Miami, and Lakers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nigga, 14, then they're going to start looking at you like, nigga, you the only nigga with four rings that been on four teams or but five rings, five teams or some shit like that.
Well, that's another thing they can look at it, too. You win every team you've been to, you got a championship.
Which is, that's could be
that's a feat, too.
Yeah. Niggas ain't do that.
But you needed help at all your stops.
But you went to all the, yeah.
So. It's about like, kind of what they'll.
So it's a double-edged sword. Sometimes niggas gonna be like, oh, you went to different teams. Sometimes niggas gonna be like, you won with every team you went to. But I always say that about LeBron. LeBron is an impactful player, but he ain't the same impact as he once was.
Oh, no.
Nigga, you old, but you still, the points is there, but the impact ain't.
He kind of like score first. Now, I don't know. Is he trying to push it away?
Push what away?
His point. He trying to make sure nobody catch that motherfucker?
Nigga, who gonna catch it anyway?
Well, it's gonna be somebody to catch it. The way they let him shoot now, somebody shoot. Gonna catch it.
I don't see no nigga that's going like that.
I ain't saying he playing in the NBA right now.
Oh, so he might be a nigga that's two.
I'm just saying, even when Kareem had it, ain't nobody catching that.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But it took somebody to come out of high school to get them extra 4 years
to catch him. Yeah, that's true. So you're right. It might be a nigga that's two. Like, nigga, we don't even know. He playing basketball with his little brother on garbage can.
Yeah.
Gonna beat. So, yeah, he is. I'm sure he's trying to make it so. Because Kareem shit lasted, what, 40 years? Something like that?
38 years.
Oh, something like that.
So,
shit, that's still a long time, nigga.
And so he had to have
the longevity.
So he wasn't even born yet.
Kareem, exactly. Kareem broke that shit, I think, the year he was born, right. 84, something like that.
Right. He was still throwing that damn skyhook. But that would it take, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that come out, shoot threes, and shoot free throws like Steph, probably can catch that motherfucker.
Them niggas gonna have to score a lot of points. That's a lot of points that's per a game lot in of, a lot of years. That's the thing. Niggas don't play that many years.
It's them 10 finals. You going to the playoffs every year, them points adding up too.
Yeah, because you playing longer than niggas.
And
that's true.
And you putting up 20-something, 30-something, 40-something.
He's averaging 30, yeah.
Right. In all them games.
That's what make it hard. Like, nigga, the fact that you – because, yeah, you right. You right. Because, like, nigga, this nigga played – this nigga went to 10 finals.
10.
Niggas don't
and
do that.
Each – and then some of them series, 6-7 games.
Yeah, and you know he was saying? Averaging 30 and 20 and 10 on
right.
These.
Sometimes he putting up 40.
Yeah.
And that long ass run. Unfortunately, you get 4 out of that.
Right. But I mean, but.
It's the way they built the team.
Yeah.
He had to be the star.
And Golden State was a formidable opponent. And he was, he lost, what, 3 of them bitches to, 4 of them bitches to Golden State? Something like that.
It was a damn, they have a machine over there, boy. It's just more than, it ain't just him. Steph got help.
That's a fact. Steph had help. But you need help. So I don't never knock
you need
that.
Help.
Niggas need help to win.
And they drafted they help. They didn't go out and get people.
Which was good, and they recognized it. And them niggas, Steph got better. Steph wasn't Steph when
hell
he came
into
the league. Steph worked on his game.
Clay too.
Yeah, all of them. Draymond too, all of them.
Draymond took a back seat. He was a scorer at Michigan State, but he understand the game.
Yeah, IQ high.
Yep.
That's why he's important. I fuck with Draymond.
Fuck with Draymond.
But, yeah, I agree. I think LeBron... You're right, though. In 40 years, nigga was like, fuck, that nigga was trash. He only, that nigga only had 4 rings, and he only averaged 30, 27 points a game. Niggas, the kids going to be arguing. We going to be gone. And your granddaddy would be rolling in this. Your great-granddaddy would be kicking your ass. You see them Iversons he got on? Them shoes.
Iverson ain't winning none. First thing I say, he ain't winning none. He got 55 one time, and.
That's exactly what they going to say. He ain't winning shit. I'll be like, Iverson, don't let them niggas say that. Tell them you ain't had no Shaq or no Pippen. None of them niggas that all them niggas won with.
They gonna be like, and?
I'm like, fuck that nigga. He didn't win.
Jordan did it.
Like, that's why he
Kobe did it.
He had Shaq. So he had all them niggas. Them niggas won with niggas.
He did it without Jackson. Shaq.
All the niggas had Phil Jackson. Shaq, Kobe, and Pippen, and Jordan.
He did. That's coming to the end of this thing.
Coming to the end, we ain't even got no fire bets. What's going on?
We ain't got no fire bets, and it's games today too.
Let's see, we can make up some like improv, nigga.
187 games today. I gotta get some money somewhere in this shit.
What's today? The 24th. Boston and the Knicks, 6.5. Knicks are giving Boston in New York. I'm going with. Let me see a Boston play yesterday.
I like Grand Canyon, Texas Tech, Norfolk State. Please roll with them.
Take the Boston Celtics to beat New York.
That's going to be a good game. I don't know about that.
It ain't a back-to-back for them. So
I don't know about that.
I was looking to see if it was a back-to-back. Who played? Neither one of them played.
Irvine. Get your money. Way bigger than sports. Thank you everybody tuning in to the Undrafted All-Star Sports Show. I'm your host, I am Big Sugar, a.k.a. Sugar Dosha, the Great, a.k.a. Bitch, tell your friends about me with my co-host.
Q Mecca, 2 Techs Up. You know, tragic gonna hold you down.
Take us out.
And we going out with that nigga Spice One. Hey, 92-93, we was bumping this shit. Fuck all you niggas that don't know. If you disrespect the West Coast legend, he live out here too. Shout out to him. Spice One, he live out here.
We didn't get Spice One on the show if you live out here.
He do. We could try. I know. I might know some niggas who know.
Run into his ass at Walmart.
Hey.
Boss lady, what you doing?
Put that cowgirl shirt on. Take that shit off.
Represent.
You look like you're losing.
Hey, we on our way to DB's. Meet us there.
If you don't come, send some money to us so we can eat on you. Hey, Shred, happy birthday to my homeboy, Red. Nigga, you turned 40. Now you're an old nigga. Your knee finna start hurting. Shout out to Spice One for making music that the streets love.
The streets.
We loved you, nigga, and we still do. We gotta celebrate the legends. Shout out to C-Fo.
Still here.
We love you.
Shout out to C4
and everybody else who support us. We love y'all.
Super Dave, Big Dre. I'll get y'all on the show one day.
For sure, for sure. And all the ladies.
That's the board. That's every motherfucking Saturday. Hey, we got y'all.
Y'all better than them hoes in Indianapolis because they didn't show up.
Hey, we out. Have a great motherfucking weekend. Deuce.
Peace.